Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. So glad to have you along with us as we're continuing our examination today of Psalm 119. So I do hope you have your Bible open. What we're doing is we're studying this beautiful psalm in 22 8-verse sections. And we're doing that because that's the way it's laid out in the original language. Psalms was written in Hebrew. It's part of the Old Testament that was written in Hebrew. New Testament was written in Greek. It's a little bit in Aramaic. And what we're doing is every 8-verse section begins with a specific letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And so we're ready for the 16th section of this psalm, which is the Ain section. That's A-I-M. And it's found in Psalm 119, verses 122 through 128. If you would, grab your Bible, read along with me, and then we'll back up and examine the Ain section here on Reading the Word. Psalm 119, verse 121. I have done judgment and justice. Lead me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation, and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. I hate every false way. There's something very special in this section of Psalm 119. We'll point that out here in just a second. I want us to note, though, that the Ain letter, there is no English correspondent that looks the same way as Ain. As we look at verse 121, we see we must live right with God. In fact, it's a requirement. If we want to live in eternity in heaven with Him instead of an eternal punishment in hell, if we want to live in heaven with God, we have to live right with God while we are here on this earth. Now, verse 122. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. If you have been following this study maybe a week or two, or if you've been listening to them online at thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword, you will note that I have said out of the 176 verses, 175 directly reference the Word of God. There's 10 different words in the Hebrew, 9 in English, but 10 in Hebrew because word is repeated. It's repeated once, making that the 10th word. Every verse except for verse 122 has a direct mention, a direct nod, if you will, to the Word of God. Now, verse 122 does still talk about God, but it does not talk about His Word. And so I find that interesting. Now, he talks about that word, be surety for thy servant for good. What is surety? Well, I think about what Job says in Job 17 and verse 3. Lay down now, put me in a surety with thee. Who is he that will strike hands with me? Also, Isaiah 38 in verse 14, like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove, mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. And you say, Brother Justin, surety's not in that word. You're right. Or not in that verse, and I'd say you're right. But undertake is the same word for surety there in that verse. If we look at it in the New Testament, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22. The Bible says, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. It is a promise. It is something that will happen. It is the proof that something will happen. Here we see, be surety for thy servant. How? For good. Verse 123 is similar to verses 81, 82, and 83 of this psalm, where he says, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. Salvation and the word of God, here in verse 123, they're connected. That tells me that I can't find salvation in any other name, as we find in the book of Acts, chapter 4. There's salvation found in no other name, but that is Jesus and by His word. Verse 124, deal with thy servant according to thy mercy. teach me thy statutes. I'm reminded of what is found in the book of Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. We see the psalmist wants to be dealt with mercy. Here we know that we are saved by the mercy of God, but we still have to meet him on his terms. What are those terms? Jesus says in John 3 and verse 5, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Of course, he's talking about baptism. You hear, believe, repent, confess, and then you're baptized immediately, not 6 months or a year later. Verse 125 says, "I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies." Brethren, we must be willing servants. And this is what Paul wanted those at Ephesus to know. He wanted them to have an understanding heart. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 4, the Bible says, "Whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." And also chapter 5 and verse 17, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And I love that phrase because that lets us know that we can know and we can understand what God's Word said. Look at verse 127 with me, please. "Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold." The gold is on a distant back burner in the life of the psalmist. Even the finest gold pales in comparison to the commandments that the psalmist has received from heaven. And verse 128, which also begins with "therefore." "Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way." The Bible is right. That's what the late great Brother Marshall Keeble said. The Bible is right. Every single word, every single paragraph, every single thought in the Bible is right. We're going to take a quick break. I hope you'll stay with us. On the other side of this break, we'll come back and we'll examine the P section of Psalm 119.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you once again for sticking around. Hope you can come visit us sometime at the Wood Church Christ. You'd be our honored guest, and it would thrill my soul to see you at one of our worship services. Well, let's keep going. If you're just now tuning in, this is Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. We're examining Psalm 119. We're ready for the 17th section of it, and that's found in verses 129 through 136. That's 129 through 136. That is the P section. If you would, please grab your Bible and read along with me. "Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law." As we're looking at the P section, this corresponds closely to the letter P that we have in our English alphabet. You may have guessed that one. We look at verse 130, talking about an entrance. That is the subject. Here's your grammar lesson. "The entrance of thy words giveth light." Entrance is the subject of that sentence. I want you to note something. A closed Bible does not let in any light. A closed Bible does not let in any light into your life. And notice here what he says. "The entrance of thy word giveth light, and giveth understanding to the simple," or unto the simple. What are we looking at? We get understanding after the Word of God enters, after it's been read, meditated upon, studied thereunto on a regular basis, on a daily basis. That's when understanding comes. Verse 131, "He is longing for God's commandments, and it has caused him to be out of breath." I think about maybe a puppy, and you give them a new toy, and they just love it, and they start going crazy, and they keep wanting to play, but they're so out of breath, they just kind of stand there, and they're panting, but they want to keep going. That's the way the psalmist is. He is panting for the word of God. Verse 132, talk about, "Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou used to do to those that love thy name." I'm flipping, and you may hear my pages turning in this recording, and that's fine, to Psalm 136. We're going to read this psalm in its entirety, and I love this psalm, and I'll tell you why. 26 times in 26 verses, you're going to see the same phrase, "For his mercy endureth forever." Read with me Psalm 136. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt and their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, the king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even a heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever." Hear the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 132. "Look thou upon me, and be merciful to me, as thou used to do to those that love thy name." Is that not a beautiful passage of Scripture? 2 Corinthians 1 and 3. "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort." Verse 133 says, "Order my steps from the oppression of man, so I will keep my precepts." Brethren, men need guidance. Jeremiah 10:23. "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps." We need guidance. Noah needed guidance. Abraham and Isaac, they lied about their relationships. They need guidance. Jacob deceived his mother, needed guidance. Moses and Aaron did not do what God told them to do with the waters at Meribah. David needed God's guidance because he didn't do what he should have with Bathsheba, with Uriah, and when they counted the people. Peter denied our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ three times. Saul persecuted the church. All people have had times when our steps were not ordered in God's way. And that's why the psalmist says, "Order my steps." And notice the next verse, he says, "Deliver me from the oppression of men. Deliver me, so I will keep thy precepts." Brethren, Christians face opposition on a daily basis from people in the world. That of homosexuality, evolution, abortion, etc. "Deliver me from the oppression of man." Verse 135, "Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Teach me thy statutes." Literally, "Let the face give light to thy servant." I'm reminded of how we close each program with Numbers 6, 24 through 26. Hold that thought. We will come back to it. "But the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. Be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." In fact, we're going to call this program right here. Hope you can join us next time when we will pick up verse 136, look at the Zani passage, and so many more on Reading the Word here on the radio. May the good Lord bless thee and keep thee.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.